A week out of Cape Town, I heard the guard alarm go off and instantly went to the radar screen. At the very bottom, toward the outer edge of my radar scan, was a large blip. The ship was about 24 miles away, still too far away to be seen with the naked eye. I promptly gave out a general security call, which alerts vessels in your vicinity of your presence. There was no response, and I waited another 10 minutes. I then spotted a tiny black speck on the horizon behind me. Again I called, "Security, security, security! This is the sailing vessel Commitment standing by on Channel 16. There was still no response, and the speck had grown to the recognizable shape of a fully loaded container ship directly on a course to drive right up my stern. I was really concerned now and readied Commitment to bear away to keep out of harm's way. As the big ship approached, a sound boomed over my radio. "Commitment, this is Berlin Express. Good morning, Captain." It was a bass-toned voice with a thick, almost operatic German accent. I greeted him, but expressed my concern about my first call going unheeded. He assured me that I had been spotted, but the sailor on duty did not speak English. The captain then asked where I was going, and I gave him a brief description of my solo travels. The huge vessel drew up beside me at amazing speed, not 100 yards away, and I gaped up at the bridge that was about 10 stories high. Way up on deck, I saw the crew of about 15 men with cameras snapping photos. In keeping with international rules of the sea, the ship was required to sound its horn for a passing agreement. The roar damn near shocked my clothes off. I responded with my handheld air horn, which was like a tricycle bell answering Big Ben. The captain bid me Godspeed and gave me the frequencies of their line's weather broadcasts. I thanked him as the ship sailed away, leaving little wake in the calm waters. Although that was the only ship I saw, there was much to keep me busy. Most of it was routine and predictable. Navigation, weather watching, keeping a log, cleaning, running the engine to charge the batteries, and continually checking Commitment for anything that might have gone awry.